With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. South Dakota earned national praise for its effective rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine, but its fully vaccinated rate has been stagnating around 50%, an average rate compared to other states. Half the population was fully vaccinated by early May before kids began vaccinations. The rate is now 51%. The Department of Health is hoping to increase vaccinations through new ads featuring everyday South Dakotans. SDPB's Ariel Zients reports state health officials held their last COVID-19 press conference, even though the pandemic is not over.
Dr. Joshua Clayton is the state epidemiologist. He says South Dakota still needs to reach a 70% vaccination rate to achieve herd immunity.
We really want to emphasize that we are not all the way through the pandemic. We do anticipate continuing to increase vaccination among our population so that we can be assured that we will not see a resurgence of COVID-19 in the state.
Countering misinformation will help increase the vaccination rate, according to Secretary of Health Kim Malsom-Risden. She says the DOH has been running ads and working on strategies with local health officials. Malsom-Risden says the department is launching a new campaign that will address specific fears and misinformation. The ads will feature everyday South Dakotans.
You know, these are South Dakotans talking to other South Dakotans, and we appreciate them all stepping up. Those ads will run on TV and radio and social media.
The voices will include a South Dakota nurse explaining why she got vaccinated while pregnant and a Sioux Falls doctor who will address the Latino community. There are also two tribal leaders who recorded messages. South Dakota State University conducted a survey that found Republicans and evangelical Christians have high rates of vaccine hesitancy. It also learned that religious leaders, not politicians or health officials, are the best messengers in encouraging vaccines. Malsom-Risden says the state is working with religious leaders and that it's important to target geographic areas with low vaccine rates. The rate of fully vaccinated South Dakotans does not include shots provided by the Indian Health Service or other federal agencies. For SDPB, I'm Ariel Zients in Rapid City.
Some lawmakers are trying to stop 144 American cities from losing their designations as metropolitan areas. The federal government wants to update the standard from at least 50,000 residents in a city's urban core to a minimum of 100,000 people. South Dakota Republican John Thune and Democrat Mark Kelly of Arizona introduced Senate legislation that would stop the Office of Budget and Management from making the change. The lawmakers say the downgrade would cause real harm, preventing urban areas from getting designated federal funding and making them less attractive for economic development. Dakota Wesleyan University plans to expand one of its nursing programs in Sioux Falls. The program is for licensed practical nurses who want to earn a Bachelor of Science degree. SDPB's Jacqueline Severin has more.
The demand for nurses with a bachelor's degree is on the rise. That has prompted the expanded program at Dakota Wesleyan University. Fridell Thomas is a vice president at the school. She says the nursing program is in a new downtown Sioux Falls location. More space will let them increase enrollment from 24 to 32 students. Thomas says the program appeals to nurses who want to broaden their career opportunities.
Not just in the nursing field, but in the nursing leadership field. Maybe there's nursing research. Maybe there's those kinds of things that then allows them to kind of move on even further, you know, into doctoral programs or other or nurse anesthetist programs.
Thomas says a student can complete Dakota Wesleyan's LPN to bachelor's degree in nursing in about 2 years. She says the program offers in-person and online classes with clinical sessions to practice hands-on skills. Thomas says the hybrid program allows students to take classes while they continue to work. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jacqueline Severin.
Augustana University is adding Division I men's ice hockey. It will be the first D1 hockey program in South Dakota and one of more than 60 schools in the country offering the sport at the top collegiate level. Augustana spokeswoman Jill Wilson calls it a game-changing move for the university. Sioux Falls businessman and philanthropist T. Denny Sanford donated money to kickstart the program. Wilson is not giving details about the contribution, other than to say it would, quote, facilitate this extraordinary opportunity. Augustana officials say it wants to move all of its programs to D1 by 2030. Former South Dakota swimmer Michael Andrew has qualified for this summer's Tokyo Olympics. He won the men's 100-meter breaststroke earlier this week at the Olympic trials. Andrew was born in Edina, Minnesota, but spent part of his childhood in Aberdeen. This is his first time qualifying for the Olympic Games. The Games begin July 23rd. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.